It's KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Back in the 1970s, the number of children in the city of Seattle began to drop. Then Mayor Charles Royer led a Kids Place campaign designed to persuade families to stay in town. Back in 1999, Seattle was named the most kid-friendly city in America by Zero Population Growth. They based that on education, crime, economics, and health factors. But today, and also going back to 2000, it's been documented that Seattle has the smallest percentage of children than any major U.S. city, except for San Francisco. So is Seattle that kid-friendly? And what impact does it have since we have such a low percentage of children, second lowest of any major city compared to San Francisco? I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Is Seattle a kid's place? Are there more adults to pay attention to the fewer children? 800-289-5869. Or does the low percentage of children in Seattle have no bearing on how we treat kids? It's conversation at KUOW.org. Is Seattle an unfriendly or a friendly place for kids? And I'm sure you might have an impression about this, but can you back it up with any facts? Share your impressions or your thoughts. 206-543-5869. Ali Moderis is here to answer some of these questions. Ali is a professor of urban geography at California State University in Los Angeles. He is the co-author of a new article called The Child-Free City. Ali, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
You have written that we have embarked on an experiment to rid our cities of children. Really? Really?
Well, let me sort of put this into context, because outside the context, one may think of Seattle as an exception. This is not about a post-fertility dystopia. It's really about a global pattern that we are seeing in multiple cities. It's not just Seattle. So it's not just to say Seattle is the one that's kid-free city. Number one is that the fertility rates have been dropping. So that's good news to the generation like me who grew up with a fear of population growth. And as such, when we look at this and we see the drop in fertility globally, we sort of say, okay, some planning process was done and was put into place. But when we look, it's really major cities globally that this is happening, or we are seeing a low fertility rate, meaning a small number of kids. Tokyo, Singapore, Hong Kong, and yes, indeed, San Francisco, and in fact, Seattle may have small percentages. But this is not necessarily a phenomenon that is exclusive to two cities or three cities.
Okay, fertility drop is kind of across the board. But why is it that some cities have such a lower percent of children than others?
Okay. So what turns out to be is a number of issues. It's a mixture of issues. It is affordability. It's the housing cost. It's education quality. It's really quality of life defined in a particular way. Because when we think about quality of life, we need to think about it, what would families need and what would single or couples without kids need. And what really comes down to is that we need to look at our cities and say, in the last 15 to 20 years, have we designed the city particularly for this creative class? Are we really pointing to sort of creating a particular form of life, which is working really hard, but at the same time enjoying the city really hard, which means service industry is quite important. The emphasis is somewhat different. Now, in terms of Seattle, I have to point out one demographic fact, and that is, the percentage of children has not changed very much from 2000 to 2010.
No, it's pretty much the same. Yeah.
Yeah, it's holding steady. So the idea becomes, and this is something for folks in Seattle to think about, in the city of Seattle, is that, is there such a thing as a microgeography of kids, and what it is that distinguishes the central part of the city from other areas? And what the reason I'm saying this is that we have seen over time that the number of kids is larger in the outer region. So Manhattan may have a small number of kids, but then when you go to outer boroughs, it's different. Does Seattle change when you go from the central part to the edge? And what is it that pushes people in that direction? Is it the affordability of housing? Is it the size of the housing? It's the number of parks? What is it that gets people basically, once as soon as they have kids, they begin to think about moving out? I can tell you from the experience of other cities that it is, number one, the issue of affordability, and the number of other issues that affects. You know, the quality of education is quite important
sure.
to them. Now, one element to sort of bring into this equation is to sort of say, when we plan our cities, how do we sort of want to envision? Do we want to have mixed use, mixed density, mixed class sort of an environment in which families would feel welcome. Not that families wouldn't feel welcome in particular in any particular areas, but it is what you said at the beginning of the program. It's the quality versus quantity. It would be much easier in an expensive environment to really take care of one child instead of two.
Yeah, I'm talking to Ali Moderis. He's a professor of urban geography at California State University. He recently co-wrote a story called Child-Free City about child-free cities. We are not child-free in Seattle, but we have one of the lowest percentages of children among major American cities. Only San Francisco is lower. This is not new news, as Ali pointed out. This was the same in the 2000 census and the 2010 census. So my question is, does that have an impact on the way that we treat children in Seattle? Or do you think there's something about the city, and Ali mentioned affordability, education, and quality of life for families as three factors that might be pushing people out? Give me a call and tell me what you think about this low percentage. And also, I thought your point was really interesting, Ali, about maybe micro areas. Some neighborhoods might be very child-friendly and have a lot more kids in them. Others may not. So maybe looking at the average across the city is a misleading way to look at it. Give me a call at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. And write to us at conversation@KUOW.org. Ali, as cities have fewer children, if this is a trend in a city, does that make them less friendly to the children who remain? Are you able to document that?
Oh, that would be difficult to really actually even claim that, because it doesn't mean that they're unfriendly. These are the sort of things that would be left out of the process. So if you looked at, and I want to point out to San Francisco, the city that you mentioned, and there was a post in Huffington Post had an article regarding the fact that, you know, that it's about the education system, but a whole number of other factors that made people leave San Francisco for other regions. I think that what we really need to think about is that, are we actively building cities that thinks of kids, that actually puts that equation in there? And if the populace in a specific microgeographies wants certain regions to be in a particular way, are we planning it that way? Or is it something that we are doing something else and this is the byproduct? The question that it's very difficult question to answer for any one particular city, but at the neighborhood level, we could look at that. We could look at, for example, downtown Seattle or any other regions within San Francisco, New York, or L.A. and say, these are the sort of areas that planners didn't really think about kids because of the quality of education, the transportation system, the park system, the sort of things that I would call family entertainment and family, most importantly, amenities. Are there enough amenities that families would look at these and say, this is a livable place?
Ali, one final question. Seattle's got a strong economy, low unemployment compared to the rest of the state, and I believe it's pretty strong in San Francisco, too. Mm-hmm. Is there any meaningful correlation between cities that have a low percentage of children and their economic well-being?
Well, actually, they do really well. I mean, say, think of Singapore itself or think of Tokyo. This is not an issue of economic performance. But I want to bring something back into this conversation. I think sustainability goes beyond the economy. It is about the environment, and less number of kids, of course, has that. But I'll come back to that one. And also, there's an issue of equity. So on the environmental issue, this is great that we have less kids. But the whole, I mean, in terms of if you want to just go purely less people, less consumption. But I doubt if it's per capita consumption has declined. It is really the number of people that has declined. And furthermore, in terms of creating the sort of the issue of equity, is that many of these cities may do really well in terms of economy. But I wonder who provides all the services that everybody enjoys, mm-hmm. whose children are coming to the city, essentially, to provide the very services that we like, and who is going to supply that. So from my perspective, thinking of it internationally and nationally, I think cities need to begin to think about perhaps they need to be the most friendly to immigration and migration. They may be maybe thinking about the fact that from an equity perspective, we need to be more labor-friendly as well. So we become the sort of places that people would want to live because our economy is well, and we think of the social system, and we think of the cultural system, and we are very inclusive. From what all I hear, Seattle has those characteristics. So it's just a matter of planning it into the DNA of the city and building it up.
Well, let's hear from Seattleites, too. Ali Moderis, thank you so much for talking to us today.
My pleasure.
Ali, professor of urban geography at California State University in Los Angeles. And you can look up his report, Child-Free History, Child-Free City, rather, that he co-wrote, that takes a deeper look at this. 206-543-5869. We have a lower percentage of children. Does that have any bearing at all on how children are treated in this city? Once it was called a kid's place. Is it a kid's place or not? And does it vary from neighbor to neighborhood? 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Tomasz Sukekos runs the Vios Cafe. And Tomasz, I understand that this is a special place in your restaurant for kids. Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And why did you decide to make a special place for kids at your restaurant?
Well, it was a couple of reasons. One was like personal because at the time I was a single dad after the loss of my wife. So when I was in the restaurant business and I needed to build up a restaurant that will create a community for myself and my son. The second part was I just recognized that it was a great need for a restaurant that serves good food and kids and parents are welcome at the same time to have a meal together.
Tomasz, was making the Vios Cafe kid-friendly a good business decision?
Definitely was. When we first opened our doors, we've been busy since day one, and we have keep having support from all these families, and obviously new families have never stopped coming. I would see parents coming in with the kids, over the years, can see them coming in with the first and the second and third and many times and fourth and fifth kid in, and so our community keeps growing.
There are
customers that are becoming, you know, for years to come.
How about, did it go in the opposite direction? Did some people walk in the door or find out that you were really kid-friendly and just told you, no, I don't want to be in a kid-friendly place?
Well, we have some of that as well. Well, yeah, and this is that's the other part of it. But, you know, by building any kind of business model, you can't really please everybody. You got to really believe, you know, in mind and heart and of course, as a business plan. That's really going to work for you, and that's the kind of the system you support. So, sometimes we have come to that issue, but we are open to everyone. We don't really distinct if you come in with a kid or not, and then everybody's in their own decision if they will like to join us or not. But it hasn't really hurt us.
Hey, Tomasz, I want to get your reaction to this email we got. Carla in Ravenna wrote, I don't know if we're kid-friendly, but we certainly are kid-tolerant. In restaurants, I'm constantly amazed by the number of parents who allow their children to scream throughout the meal, to run in and out of tables with limbs flailing. Managers and other patrons politely do nothing while these undisciplined specimens, her word, not mine, these undisciplined specimens are not removed from the premises, but instead ruin the dining experience. How do you handle kid control in your restaurant in the Vios Cafe if the kids are running wild?
Yeah, we have quite a bit of that too. Well, I believe in a live and learn. Well, we find situations when kids they get a little bit out of their hand with whatever they're tired or they've just been kids, you know, we just try either to really find a way to calm them down and make it a little bit more pleasant per se, you know, for the family itself and, of course, for all the patrons, you know, that they are. So, we need to work with it. You know, there are parents that they're a little bit more, tactful and careful than others. We are all the same community per se, you know, especially the ones that they try to raise the kids and we try to learn from each other. And yes, we do have those instances, and I'll say quite often, but, you know, we'll be a part of it and we'll try to either calm the kids down or the parents or bring the attention to the parent that is not quite right, and we just try to do the best as we can.
Hey, Tomasz, have you ever bounced a kid? You're like, you got to get out of here, kid, with your parents?
We haven't seen anybody.
No one's gets bounced. Okay, Tomasz, thanks a lot for talking to us. Tomasz runs the Vios Cafe, and it's a very kid-friendly place. They've got a special place for kids. He was telling us about how this was a personal decision, and it's been really good for his business. We're asking, is Seattle a kid-friendly place? Laura is with us today in West Seattle. Laura, good afternoon. What do you think?
I agree that Seattle is very much a kid-friendly city, and I just wanted to give my perspective. My husband and I are both legally blind, and we actually sought out cities that were easy for us to travel around in, and my husband got a great job here, and I definitely think that Seattle is very kid-friendly, and it makes me nervous to hear about people talking about making cities not kid friendly, because you have to think about people who are in unique situations. And I know it's a niche group, but it's important. The world is not just made up of single people and, you know, people who don't have kids.
No, it certainly isn't.
So I just wanted to give that perspective. So.
Hey, Laura, thanks a lot for your phone call. We also got this comment from Steve, who called in. We didn't get a chance to get him on the air. He says, yes, Seattle is a kid-friendly city, but the schools aren't that great. You can add your comments at our Facebook page. KUOW's The Conversation. We're actually switching the name to KUOW's Ross Reynolds, but I think you can still find KUOW's The Conversation. David High produces the show with Arwin Nix, and we thank you for your support. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle.